This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at gracecurlyshow.com. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up, named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Grace Curley Show. It is Tuesday, and I am so excited for this show today. We're going to have a lot of fun. This whole week is going to be fun because, you know, it's the week between Christmas and New Year's. And we're allowed to let loose a little bit. But with that being said, a lot of news actually did break yesterday. There was a shift. You might call it a course correction. Something changed. And I was on Instagram.
There's something happening here.
There is.
But what it is ain't exactly clear.
It's not exactly clear, but I'm starting to catch a vibe from all of these headlines. And how I found out about this latest bit of breaking news from the CDC, and I was amazed by this, is that I follow some people on Instagram. You know, you end up following all these people that you meet someone one time in college and you follow each other and then you have updates about this person for the rest of your life. You know what kind of coffee they like. You know all the things they're doing. You see all the pictures of all the important moments of their life and you think, how do I even know this person? Well, some of those people that I have the privilege of following were posting things about the CDC and posting things about, now, you know, the CDC says my quarantine is only has to be 5 days instead of 10 days. Oh, but I just quarantined for 9 days or whatever it was. And the part of it that was most jarring to me was that anyone is still listening to the CDC. Like, I find it interesting to see what they decide to change and when they change it, because none of this is based off science. That is for damn sure. This is all politics. Science. This is all based off polling. This is all based on, you know, power trips. So I do like to see what they're changing because I like to ask the question, oh, what is this based on? What science is this based on? I'm trying to, you know, I was told several times that I have to follow this science. So I'm trying to follow it. But I don't really get any information about that. What's also funny, though, is to see people who follow the CDC as if it is March 2020 and we're all in this together, 2 weeks to slow the spread. Remember when you found out the CDC said something and it meant something to you? Now it means nothing. They hold no weight in my mind because not only have they been wrong on everything, but none of this is backed up with any scientific evidence. They just decide that they can go from 10 days to 5 days. And the only thing, and I've seen some great writers point this out, the only thing that seemed to have changed is that now a lot of the, which someone from Brownstone wrote today, a lot of the Zoom class is getting COVID. So now that like the elite East Coasters are starting to get COVID, 10 days is too long for people to quarantine. You know, it's too inconvenient. So we can move it to 5 days. I have a feeling if all of these surges were happening in Florida and Texas, they'd have no problem being like, 1 month, 1 month, and don't even think about stepping out of that house until you're done. But now that everyone is getting Omicron. And by the way, the Washington Post says, you do not have to feel bad. Don't feel ashamed. All right? Because now even the triply vaxxed, booster people, Karens who wear four masks and face shields are getting COVID too. So clearly this is not a morality thing because those are the most virtuous people among us. So if they're getting COVID, none of us have to feel guilty about it. Because there's no amount of virtue signaling that can save you when it comes to contracting this. I'm not saying people are dying. I know some people are, and that's very sad. But I'm saying for the most part, people are catching this symptoms of a cold and they're recovering. Now, what has led the CDC to suddenly go from 10 to 5? I do not know. I could go through their website and look for explanations, but I think it would lead me to the same point that all their explanations lead me to, which is we decided something. We woke up and we decided something. People are getting annoyed, so we changed it. Which is not even the craziest thing that happened yesterday when it comes to COVID, because I think even the craziest reversal was from Joe Biden, who came out. He was doing this awkward Zoom meeting with governors. And so he's got them all up there on the screen, and he finishes this long teleprompter speech thing where he says, you know, there's no federal response that can fix COVID. We got to rely, this is going to have to go state by state. Does that remind you of anything? I specifically remember when Trump was president writing an article for the Boston Herald about how he made a brilliant move by leaving things up to the states, because he knew that if he took over, these states would pin every single thing on him and say, well, our hands are tied. So he said, you know what, Charlie Baker, you know what, Andrew Cuomo, you know what, Phil Murphy, you're all so flipping brilliant. You have the answers to absolutely everything. I'm going to let you, for once in your lives, govern. Forget the ribbon cutting. The decisions are up to you. And what did they do? They bungled it. They were like, oh, okay, we're in charge, lockdown. And I remember during the lockdowns, my dad calling me and saying, all these guys, Baker, Murphy, Cuomo, and ladies, Whitmer, he said, they're all so good at shutting things down. You just wait until it comes time to open things up, how bad they are. There's no creativity. They're great at shutting things down, but they're not great at opening things up. And was that not absolutely true? But I remember Trump doing that, and I remember thinking, this is going to play really well for him, because now they're not going to be able to say, oh, well, Trump did this, Trump did that, because they have to make their own decisions. And look at the decisions they made. You look at Andrew Cuomo. Look how that ended up. These people made some bad, bad moves, some dangerous moves that led to thousands of deaths of elderly people. So now we fast forward to today. And Biden's whole thing during that, by the way, was we need a federal response. You know, we cannot let these governors, they don't know what to do. They need our help, and I'm going to help them. I'm Joe Biden. I'm moral. I'm decent. I play Mario Kart. I like ice cream. I wear aviators. My best friend is Barack Obama. He didn't want me to run for president, but he's my BFF. I whisper when I'm serious, and then I say I'm serious. No malarkey. And his big push was, when I come in, I'm going to shut down the virus. And then when he came in and certain governors weren't listening to him and weren't letting Papa Joe fix all our problems, what did he tell them to do? I distinctly remember him telling them to get out of the way. Get out of the way. Just get out of the way. Ron DeSantis, Death Santis, Trump Jr. Just get out of the way and let me do it. I can fix it. No malarkey. Now we're how many months into the Biden presidency? Like 11?
11.
And now he's saying, I think I better leave this one to you guys. I feel like you guys are more equipped. Everyone's going, what? We thought, but perhaps the best flashback here, you know, I'm going to save it because it's such an amazing, we're going to go down memory lane, because the tweets, the comments about how Biden would not only shut down the virus, but he was going to take control. And if President Trump doesn't want to use the power of his government, I will do it and I'll step in. What a complete sham. And now as he walks away, and all I could think of is he walks away yesterday. He gets on, he's leaving. He's walking across the White House lawn. And this is right after he says, oh, you know, leave it to the governors. Good luck, guys. Have a good one. He's going to Delaware for the week.
Probably through the new year, I would think. I mean, he's earned it. He's earned it.
He's earned it. He's got a... Don't get it twisted. He's working 24/7 when he's there.
Yeah, exactly. He's not like that Donald Trump playing golf.
No.
With Ron DeSantis or Ron DeSatanis.
No, he's going to be sitting on a couch with his face submerged in a bowl of ice cream for a full week. Okay? So he's walking across the lawn and he's got like his little briefcase or whatever. And all I could think of was that meme of the penguin with the top hat scurrying away. He's like, it almost looked like he was walking across ice. He was trying to get out of there so fast. He's like, ooh. They're like, bye, Mr. President.
Or like when Mary Poppins opens the umbrella and just kind of flies away.
He was moving quick. He was trying to get out of there.
Get me away from this.
But we have so much to go over because of this. I mean, it's absolutely absurd that after telling governors to get out of the way because he has it covered, now he's saying, you guys can take over again. Some of my ideas didn't work out. Every single thing this man told us he was going to do, these are standards he set for himself. These are promises he made. Every single one, he not only didn't reach his own expectations, he went the opposite. At-home testing. He said it was a travesty that Trump didn't do more for it. Then he rejects a plan to get at-home testing in before the holidays. Shutting down the virus. He held Trump to the standard of, you know, 220 deaths on your hands. No one should be president. He's long surpassed that. And it's not like I'm creating an unfair scorecard. This is the scorecard he used for Donald Trump. So what are the answers here? It's really mind-blowing how much, or maybe I should say it's mind-blowing how quickly he failed. And just the way in which he's failed is breathtaking on every single issue.
I mean, he is wearing it too. He has failed with gusto, as they say.
Well, every time
chest puffed out.
No, but you know what, Jared? Every time I see him now when he does these things, he's getting closer and closer to a sequel of that famous picture where he has his head in his hands and he has like the binder covering him. He always looks like he's one question away from going, oh, and just slumping down on the desk and crying. He looks like he's over it. You wanted this job and now you don't want it anymore. All right. 844-500-4242. We'll take your calls on this. I have so much to talk about. I also want to talk about Rand Paul's comments on Dr. Fauci. First hour is probably going to be mostly COVID because there's a lot of updates. And I have a new thing on testing that I want to ask the listeners about. But call in, weigh in. I'm curious if, obviously no one's surprised that Joe Biden completely botched this. But we're still going to play some hilarious flashbacks. Eden Pure has done it again. The 3-pack for the Thunderstorm air purifier is back. These devices are awesome because especially right now when it's winter time, you got the windows closed, the air can get stale. There can be a lot of pollutants. And if you have allergies like Jared does, it can get kind of nasty. But this way you turn this on, it's quiet, it's easy, and it gets the air circulating.
Yes, and that's what you want. You want to be breathing clean air. You don't want to breathe air that smells like flowers. Or you don't want to breathe nasty air that you don't notice. Because what the Thunderstorm does, which sets it apart from other air purifiers, is it sends out the ions. It ionizes the air. That creates that super oxygen. And that's what gets rid of the allergens, the pollutants, any odors, even some virus. Unlike Joe Biden, the Thunderstorm does not quit when it encounters a virus.
Yes, that is very true. The Thunderstorm will not fail you, unlike your president. You'll get 3 units for under $200 and save $200. So go to EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and put in code word GRACE3 to save $200 for their special 3-pack. That's EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and use code word GRACE3. I almost feel like this is going to be the real last failure for Joe. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm sure he's going to have more up his sleeve, but this one is the nail in the coffin. Like, his approval rating can't bounce back now. He was supposed to be the guy who turned COVID around, and he had all of the elements to do it, and he still couldn't manage.
I don't know what the hell's going on here.
Neither do I, my friend. Neither do I. 844-500-4242. This is the Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley is your perfect lunch date.
Bread, $2 extra.
$2, but everyone in front of me got free bread.
You want bread?
Yes, please.
$3!
What?
No soup for you!
This is The Grace Curley Show.
Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level. I'm looking at Governor Sununu on the board here. He talks about that a lot.
No federal solution, but I thought you were the government and you were here to help.
Has he talked to President Klain about this? Because I see that tweet going around.
Well, Jared, can you give us a little memory lane, please? And we will read that tweet to the listeners, because it's the best thing I've seen in a while. We're going down a trip.
But I had forgot the past, and now I'm slipping fast. Oh, back down memory lane.
All right, so Ron Klain, as Jared pointed out, that's why he's a great producer. He wanted to remind everyone that Ron Klain is president of the United States. And it's actually... it's a nice transition because we went from one president who loved to tweet to another president who loves to tweet. Ron Klain spends all day long retweeting Jennifer Rubin articles that are flattering towards the Biden administration. Like, they're outrageous articles. She's living on a different planet. She's just trying to gaslight maybe 5 or 10 people who read the Washington Post. And so he'll retweet, you know, all the stuff. One time I was looking for an outrageous article. I was like, oh, there's some stupid article that was trying to explain how inflation is actually a good thing for Americans. And I couldn't figure out where to find it. And I thought, I'll go to Ron Klain's Twitter. And I found it within seconds. The guy's a Twitter machine. And this is an old tweet from June 24th, 2020. I've been saying since March that we can't beat COVID with an Articles of Confederation response. We have a national government for a reason. If Donald Trump won't use it to beat this killer disease, I know someone who will, starting on 1/20/21. That aged like some milk left out in the sun, some egg salad left out in the sun. Yeah, it's just the level of arrogance from these people. And that's something that, of course, it's a plague, you know, and it's hard to control it. It's hard to know what's happening. And there's a really, I'm going to read about this, the Zoom class now being affected. But Victor Davis Hanson also had a great piece where he talked about how these same people didn't give Trump even the slightest bit of grace during this. They didn't say, oh, this thing hit our shores. We had no idea this was going to happen. You know, this is something that no one could have predicted and we're trying to figure it out. No. It was like they had all the answers. This is what he should have done. He should have done this. He should have done that. He should have done this. And think about when Biden came into office. Vaccine was ready. You know, we knew so much more about the virus. And yet, nothing. Big time failure. I would love to say I'm shocked, but I'm not. And now we have all of these flashbacks, and I actually want to play one more here, Jared. Let's play cut two. This is Joe Biden himself. This is a flashback of him telling the governors to get out of the way.
If they'll not help, if these governors won't help us beat the pandemic, I'll use my power as president to get them out of the way.
Oh, well, now he's telling them, you know what? You know, guys, come back. Don't get out of the way just yet. It's not over yet. And guess who's actually getting out of the way? Joe Biden. He's running out of the way.
Lead by example.
Yeah, I think he is. And then this is another flashback here since we're doing memory lane. We're 8 months into this pandemic and Donald Trump still doesn't have a plan to get this virus under control. I do. His Twitter account is very, not that he's writing them, but it's very Clint Eastwood. Everything's like, watch out. I'm going to take over.
Well, he came of age in the Old West, so.
He did. That is very true. When we get back, we have more of these cuts. I'll take your calls, 844-500-4242. And I want to talk about how Joe Biden is going to spend his week off at his beach house. We'll be right back. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Grace Curley Show. All right, so we should give an update on the story that is just taking over. As if this, the scandal of the Karen on the Delta flight slapping the older man wasn't juicy enough. Turns out she's a former Playboy model. And just like that, it once again is the top story. Because people love to do the old Howie Carr and get on the Google machine and say, oh, she's a Playboy model, huh?
Yeah, I'm looking at this now. And I'm thinking, since she was, and this is just my opinion.
This is, we should preface this. This is a wacky opinion by Jared. I would be very curious if anyone agrees with this. Because I think, I guess it's not the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Especially from me.
Definitely not from you. This is very, very sane for you. But go ahead. Share your opinion. I think, I don't agree, but let's see.
All right, so she's a former Playboy model.
Right.
I think she did this to gin up publicity for herself, to get her name back out there, as a lot of former celebrities, quote unquote, would do.
But Jared, it's not
like this was a stunt by her. I don't think she really cared that much.
Yeah, but she was a Raiderette and a Playboy model and stuff, but that was like in the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, but that's why. Nobody remembers that. Now she needs the spotlight back.
This is a weird way to get the spotlight back.
I lived in California. I ran in Hollywood for several years. But I'm just saying, the addiction
right,
to fame
Joe
that
Hollywood.
Those people have.
Jared, you are flexing your Hollywood muscles right now.
I made Robin Williams laugh. I'm just saying.
Oh, wow. Okay. We might have to do a little story time at some point. Get some of these anecdotes from
I
Jared.
I can't say the joke in polite company.
Not surprised. Patricia Cornwall, whose stage name is Patty Breton, was charged with assault on Monday. Can we get that audio and just play that for people? She freaked out. So I guess I didn't realize this was the first part of it, Jared, and maybe you knew this, but she was trying to get past the drink person with the cart and the airplane, which any sane person knows. If you're on a flight and you go to the bathroom and you come back and that woman is in the middle of the aisle serving drinks, guess what? You are stuck. You picked a bad time to get up, and it's on you. You got to wait. You just got to wait. So the woman says to her, can you go take a seat at one of these other seats before, you know, as I go through? And let me read the interaction. The flight attendant, this is according to the New York Post, asked Cornwall to find a vacant seat until the beverage service was complete. This was her response. What am I, Rosa Parks? Cornwall snapped back, according to the court docs. So this is when the victim... Now, I thought this all happened because she was a Karen who was virtue signaling, looking to get this guy in trouble for not wearing a mask. But actually, if anything, is the social justice warrior in this situation. And I say that as a compliment. Like, this guy heard her say that, and it didn't sit right with him. So then he told her that she isn't black, this isn't Alabama, and this isn't a bus. And that's when things got spicy. Let's play a little bit of this.
Racism, racism.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, you're in. Right. Who invited you to come to this?
I'm eating and I can
drink your ass up. Don't you dare talk to me like that.
Damn it.
Stand your ass up. Stand your ass up.
Sit down, Karen.
Karen?
You're a damn Karen.
No.
Sit down.
Sit down, Karen.
You're the.
Oh, no, you're the.
Ma'am, do you want the police to meet you on the ground?
What about him?
Mask up.
Ma'am.
Put your mask up.
I'm eating and drinking. You got your mask down,
sir.
Now, his wife at some point tries to cover his mouth. The whole thing is so 2021. It involves masks. Everyone's so angry. Do you notice that about this time, right, that we're living in? Everyone is a second away from snapping at one another. But this is what we know about this woman. She has an active profile with Coldwell Banker Realty that lists her as an agent. Decades ago, she appeared in small television roles, according to her IMDb profile. She was on Baywatch in 1987. Very pretty woman. I looked at her photos. Very, very pretty. She had a role on Married with Children in 1989, and she was also featured in Playboy Cheerleaders.
Do you know who I am?
In the early 1990s, she was also a member of the Raiderettes, the cheerleading squad for the then Los Angeles Raiders. Baywatch, that's interesting, because Baywatch, the alum of Baywatch seem to have struggles after the show has ended. Pam Anderson, she's okay. I mean, she's doing okay. But David Hasselhoff, he's had his fair share of ups and downs. The cheeseburger video. Oh, yeah, Jared's laughing.
Don't hassle the Hoff.
Do not hassle the Hoff. That was sad, actually. That was really sad. But yeah, so she's just, add another one to the list of people who went on Baywatch and things just went downhill. I don't think that she's doing this. I think she's off her rocker. That would be my first guess. And then maybe my second guess is any publicity is good publicity. But that's kind of a crazy one. Billy Mack, you're next with Grace and the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Billy Mack. Are you there, Billy Mack? I can't hear anything. All right, well, we'll get back to the calls in a second here because I do want to do the poll question first. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Fabrizia Lemon Baking Company. Delicious cookies, biscotti, lemon loaves, and more. Made in New England with award-winning Fabrizia Limoncella. Visit them at bakingcompany.com. They can ship all over the country, and they do it very quickly. The food is amazing. You just open up the box, and you can smell that lemon freshness. Holiday boxes are available, so go to lemonbakingcompany.com. Jared, what is the poll question, and what are the results thus far?
How will Joe spend his week in Delaware? Pulling the tail of his new puppy post-shower, a Mario Kart tournament, an ice cream bar, plotting against Kamala, or New Year's Eve Hazel Marathon?
I think after the last couple weeks that he has had, it's going to be an ice cream binge kind of week.
Ice cream bar leading the way at 43%. Second place goes to pulling the tail of his new puppy post-shower, 22%. 18% for a New Year's Eve Hazel Marathon, 12% say plotting against Kamala, and 4% say a Mario Kart tournament.
You don't think he's learned his lesson after the first tail pull? He ended up in a boot for a couple weeks.
Listen, he's going to shut down breaking ankles after pulling tails, okay?
All right. The other part of this that's strange is that now I had just mentioned to everyone that the CDC is changing up the rules as far as quarantining goes, but that's not the only thing. Howie Carr just sent me this. As you guys could probably tell by the amount of emails I get from Howie, even when he's off, he's not really off. So he sent me this article from the Conservative Treehouse. CDC changes rules, shortens quarantine for vaxxed and unvaxxed, and cancels any self-quarantine for boosted group, even when positive tests for virus. So first, the CDC says the quarantine time for anyone vaccinated or unvaccinated is moved to 5 days. So it went from 10 to 5. Then they also say that if you have been vaccinated and boosted and you test positive, you do not need to quarantine at all. Why
it's
is
science.
That? Why? Explain. I need someone to explain the science, because does that mean that if you're vaccinated and boosted and you get COVID, it's a different strain in itself? Like it's not as, we know that if you have it, you can pass it on whether you're vaccinated or unvaccinated. So now it just seems like they're just making exceptions for people they like.
If I understand the science correctly, and I'm sure I don't, I think you can only get the current strain. Like, I think that's it. Like, once Omicron comes on the scene, you don't catch Delta anymore. Like, nobody catches Delta anymore. Delta, that was so 2 weeks ago. Now everybody gets Omicron, and then the next strain comes. So if you got the vaccine against the Alpha, the Delta, the whatever, then your super juice should protect you, I think.
Yeah, but why are we now saying that,
science?
You have COVID. So let's say you're fully vaxxed and boosted. You're a booster person. Congratulations. My producer is a booster. He's a booster person.
A fully vaccinated booster person is the most protected against COVID.
Thank you, sir. That was our resident scientist. Now, I'm just fully vaccinated. I have not decided to get the third dose of this vaccine. and we
grandma killer.
We both have COVID, but you can go out and hang with your friends and I can't. Riddle me that. That's them basically saying, you've tried your hardest. You've tried. You've put in an effort, so you are free to mingle.
Because I scientifically complied with the government at that point. Therefore, I am allowed to participate in society. Whereas you, big lie denier, are undesirable.
And I can't co-host The View.
No.
Did you hear about that?
No.
The View's trying to find a Republican woman to sit in on their panel. I guess Anna Navarro's not cutting it. She's too friendly with the other Democrats. And so they're trying to find this Republican woman, and they have this list. And I'll read it to everybody. It came out of Politico. An inside source, was talking to Politico and was telling them what they're trying to find. It's amazing. It's like, talk about, it's emblematic of what Democrats
do.
They
just want to put a wig on Mitt Romney?
Yes.
Is that pretty much what they want to do?
Yes. They want to check off all of the boxes and have it be someone who has credibility with the GOP, but isn't a Trumper. But, you know, can argue things for Republicans, but also is not associated with MAGA. Doesn't believe in fringe conspiracy theories. And I was thinking to myself, what's a fringe conspiracy theory? Like, everything that's fringe becomes mainstream in a few days. But then they say, why can't we find anyone? And also, by the way, once we find that perfect unicorn person who's going to sit in, we're going to be rude and mean and ruin them. Does anyone want the job? No, of course not. 844-500-4242. We have a montage of Joe Biden saying he's going to shut down the virus. Normally, I don't play these montages if they are just the same sentence over and over. But because of how tremendously he has failed, and he kind of, at this point, he's waved the white flag, don't you think? Him saying there's no federal solution was him saying, I'm giving up. I'm going to the Cheesecake Factory to have a scotch. So with that being said, I think it's only right that we play that montage when we return as kind of a send-off to Joe on his vacation. By the way, I have to say, while this president has done tremendous damage to our economy, to the mental health of a lot of people in this country, there is one thing that he has really taken up, he is passionate about, and I think
this climate crisis.
No, not the climate crisis. I'm going to get to that later because Greta's not happy with Joe, and we might need some Joker music behind me. But it's the vacation days. It's the PTO. I think he's a pioneer for PTO flex. Like, this guy is so dedicated to his time off. He does not care what is happening. He is getting in those vacation days. And you kind of have to tip your hat to
him. Use them
or lose them. They don't roll over, Joe. You got to use them. It's pretty amazing. 844-500-4242. Speaking of the boosters, though, Jared, did you see this from the New York Times? As Israel weighs whether to approve a fourth COVID vaccine dose, some scientists warn that too many shots might actually harm the body's ability to fight the coronavirus. Wow. The more you know.
Man, those Israeli fringe conspiracy theorists.
We're all going to be walking around with an IV, with an IV pouch attached to our arm soon. That's just pumping in this magical vaccine constantly. Celebrate the season at Aviva Trattoria. Aviva serves Italian classics with culinary flair, and it's the perfect place for a holiday get-together with family and friends. Whether you love house-made bolognese, marsala, all of the classics, or whether you like a delicious pizza, the appetizers are amazing, the salads, everything is so yummy at Aviva, and it's because it's all prepared in their scratch kitchens using fresh, local ingredients. The food is amazing. It's one of those places you really should get dessert. The cannoli, the tiramisu. I like a little cocktail with my dinner. I was going to say a little cocktail with my drink. That too, though. So when I get dinner at Aviva, I always try to get one of their cocktails. They're all so yummy.
The Aviva Mai Tai is fantastic.
The Mai Tai, the sangria, they have great martinis. Everything is delicious. And everyone at Aviva is so nice, and they love working there. They're passionate about it. They're just a great big family. So check out these restaurants. They're beautiful. They're fun to go to. Visit AvivaTrattoria.com for special holiday gift card offers. That's AvivaTrattoria.com, Or you can visit one of their five locations in Malden, Maynard, Marlboro, Westford, and Wrentham. Make sure you check them out. That's AvivaTrattoria.com. When we get back, I want to talk about the evolving science a little bit more and what Rand Paul is saying about Dr. Fauci, which this won't come as a surprise to anyone. I agree with. 844-500-4242. We'll take your calls when we come back.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back.
A tiara when I came in here, because if you happen upon it, will you have Lady Pennyface retrieve it and send it post hence?
She's the epitome of class, style, and sophistication. She's Grace Curley.
I just gave that other update from the CDC, the rule change, and how vaccinated and boosted people who test positive don't have to quarantine at all. And one of the texters pointed out, this is the first step to give three vaxxed, the people who are triply vaxxed, more privileges than the people who are just vaxxed. Because I think that the government, and by the government, I do mean the CDC, I consider it all one, they know that people are fed up with this and people don't want to get boosted and people are just want to live their lives. So this is their new way of saying, yeah, you might be doubly vaxxed, but there's going to be another incentive if you get boosted. And then once everybody gets boosted, because they say, well, guys, if I'm boosted, I test positive, I can still hang out with my friends. Guess what? We're going to need a fourth shot.
Compliance will be rewarded.
It will be indeed. All right. So this was Joe Biden. This is a nice little montage as we reflect on Joe Biden's trajectory with dealing with this virus. There's been a lot of ups and downs. He told us he was going to come in and save us all. And people like Yamiche Alcindor believed him. You know, they took him at his word as a Biden. So listen to some of his toughest moments from the campaign trail and on. This is cut three.
I'll put in place a plan to deal with this pandemic responsibly. I've already done it. I've said it before. I'm not going to shut down the economy. I'm not going to shut down the country, but I'm going to shut down the virus. I'm going to shut down the virus.
I would say is I'm going to shut down the virus, not the country. I'm not going to shut down the country. I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'll shut down the virus, not the economy.
I'm going to shut down the virus. Once we shut down the virus,
I'm going to shut down the virus.
You're going to shut down the virus.
I'm not going to shut down the country, but I'm going to shut down the virus.
Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level.
What happened? He really does have those lines he loves. You know what I think we should do? And forgive me. I know I don't work at the Biden White House. I'm not the saboteur. I don't even put up the pictures on the green screen of the cargo ship. So if I'm out of line here, I beg for forgiveness. I think we need to do a remix. We need to do a combo of some of these classic lines. And here's what I'm suggesting. You know Biden's classic line about the kids getting internet connection in the McDonald's? And he finishes it. He says, you know, kids shouldn't have to get their internet at the McDonald's with their parents. And then he says, this is the United States of America. Damn it. I think we need to combine that. So he says, I'm not going to shut down. Give me the virus one more time. And I'll tell you what I mean.
I'll put in place a plan to deal with this pandemic responsibly. I've already done it. I've said it before. I'm not going to shut down the economy. I'm not going to shut down the country, but I'm going to shut down the virus.
I've said it before. I'm not going to shut down the economy. I'm going to shut down the virus. This is the United States of America, damn it. Boom. Remix. You know, he's got to start spicing it up a little. And I love the classics. I just think that we can fuse them together to create super classics. Yes,
the government.
Who would have thought, though, that Joe Biden, turns out he's going to shut down the economy. He's going to shut down the country. But the virus ain't going nowhere. 844-500-4242. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Zoom class and how they're starting to get COVID. Plus, New York State is making up almost 45% of new cases.